The wake of Makat Choshech, we find the last negotiation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. The negotiation breaks down so badly that Paro banishes Moshe and threatens him with death if he ever appears before him again. What made Paro so frustrating? If we look at Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Paro says to Moshe, "You know what? Go serve your God. Just leave your flocks here. You can even take your children." Moshe responds and he says, "We're going to take all the flocks with us. Not only that, you're going to give us animals to sacrifice as korbanos." Why? Why? In Pasuk Chavav, Moshe explains, "Ve'anachnu lo neda ma na'avod et Hashem ad bo'enu shama." We don't know how we're meant to serve God until we come there. And therefore we need our flocks, we need all of our resources, because we don't know what he expects from us. This seems like a small point, maybe even an attempt by Moshe to hide the truth, not of course accusing him, but almost sounds like a negotiation statement. It's interesting though that we find these very words, "Va'anachnu lo neda ma," in our tachnun. "Va'anachnu lo neda ma na'aseh ki alecho einenu." What this line in tachnun expresses is, our life, if a person really is committed to Avodat Hashem, is one where we never truly know what our next move will be, because we're looking to God and because we're committed to whatever he expects from us at whatever moment we're dealing with. We, of course, remember this from Avram Avinu, both his first test and his last test. The first test of Lech Lecha Me'artcha Me'artcha Beit Avicha El Aret Asher Areka. He doesn't know where he's being sent. And with the Akedo as well, he's sent to bring Yitzchak as an Ola Al Achad He'arim Asher Omari Lecha. He doesn't know exactly where he's being sent, and eventually he even finds out that the korban is going to be something different than what he expected. And on a deeper level, the Akedo is expressive of us being committed to whatever God's will is at whatever moment, because throughout Avram's life he was told by God he would have children, and then he was told that the child of his future would be Yitzchak, and now he was told to shecht Yitzchak. "Va'anachnu lo neda ma na'aseh ki alecha einenu." We're not committed to a particular ideal, a particular goal. We're not getting into the means. We're committed to the end of serving God. This idea is expressed beautifully in Tehilim Perek Kuf Tes Zayin. We all know it from Hallel. "Ono Hashem ki ani avdecha." Many people mistranslate this as, "Please Hashem, because I am your slave." But the first word of the pasuk is not written Aleph Nun Aleph. It's written Aleph Nun Hey, which means to where. We ask God where we're meant to go because we're fully committed to him. Commitment is not where we're committed to doing what we've decided God wants. Commitment is where we're committed to doing whatever that is, whenever it is, at whatever stage and whatever way. That is true of Avodat Hashem, and it lies within the pasuk in Moshe's response to Paro, "Va'anachnu lo neida ma'ana avodat Hashem ad bo'enu shama."